He's country. If they don't have polished manners, if they didn't, he was just country. Not countryfied, but country.
How widespread was the use of y'all? And what does that mean?
Oh, y'all, you see, is very widespread. I mean, it's just used, y'all, and it's, of course, it's plural. It's not singular at all.
You would never say to one person,
no.
Y'all,
no.
And y'all over here.
Nuh-uh. It's always more than one. It's always plural.
I have to tell you this because I was interviewing a lady who was lifelong, really enjoying herself very much. And I asked her about y'all. She said, that's country. We'd never use it in town. Just at that moment, her sister-in-law came in and she says,
how are y'all
still
this? Sure. I'm sure.
And
I don't think.
She just smiled and she said, no, it was just right funny.
Yeah. It's been very easy to slip back in into a lot of this. It's easy as can be. It's easier in more ways than one, because you don't want to be thought strange.
How about your
either.
Relations? Would you ever say
relatives, kinfolk?
Kinfolks,
and she's kin to me.
Kin.
Not related to me, but she's kin to me.
You mentioned. Oh, there is one other thing about people. What would a rather closed society like this, what would you call a person who came in from out of town? You're not quite sure what he's not visiting someone. What would you call him? Just, would he be a...
New.
This isn't
yeah,
new.
He's just new. It. You don't know much about him. Don't know much about him. Don't know much about him. Wonder where his family, came from. Wonder where he came from. That's it. Wonder where he came from. No, he's just new. He hadn't lived around here.
I see. Again, really quite a gentle.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
a rejection by.
Him. Yeah. Well, rejection, but in nice,
we were mentioning
genial words.
Excuse me, the other day about school. Excuse me. You mentioned, you said that you studied the Civil War as...
We didn't refer to it as the Civil War, though, you see.
It was
war between the states and... I guess, yeah, it was the war between the states, I think. And the carpetbagger business,
mm-hmm.
which was just sort of slurred over. And Lincoln wasn't... there wasn't much said about Lincoln. And the 4th of July, strangely, we didn't celebrate very much. And Howard said, I keep mentioning Howard, but because when I got away, you see, I noticed the difference. And then him being the history, he taught history for years, and he really was a historian and an erudite man. And he said that had some connection with that. Revolutionary War somehow in the Southerner's mind had to do with it. It gave celebrating the 4th of July gave the Union of the United States prominence, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we since the Civil War has mm-hmm. downplayed. So
very subtle.
Yeah, but subtle. And that may have been the use of fireworks Christmas. I don't know. But that's a strange one. I'd like to know the origin of that. And I don't know.
How were the schools organized? What, do you remember what were the different items of furniture where you sat in the school? Did you go to a public school?
Yeah, there was a public school, and then